He explains that, in every senior job I've had, I've tried to create an environment of professionalism and the very highest standards. When it was necessary to get a job done, I expected my subordinates to work around the clock. When that was not necessary, I wanted them to work normal hours, go home at a decent time, play with the kids, enjoy family and friends, read a novel, clear their heads, daydream, and refresh themselves. I wanted them to have a life outside the office. I am paying them for the quality of their work, not for the hours they work. That kind of environment has always produced the best results for me. A related issue that affects many Americans is the extension of working hours. In 2009, married middle-income parents worked about 8.5 hours more per week than in 1979. This trend has been particularly pronounced among professionals and managers, especially men. A survey of high-earning professionals in the corporate world found that 62% work more than 50 hours a week and 10% work more than 80 hours per week. Technology, while liberating us at times from the physical office, has also extended the workday.